It's time to open the thrift shop with DJ Frederick. Cal Jader with the cover of the Rolling Stones' Gimme Shelter. Great tune. This is DJ Frederick, and you are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we get physical records, tapes, CDs, reel-to-reels. Radio Thrift Shop weaves through the forgotten side of the last century of recorded music. Welcome aboard. In a little bit, we're going to be hearing the last transmission of Radio Netherlands International, great shortwave station that's been broadcasting since, I believe, the 1920s. Booming in here in North America, you could always hear Radio Netherlands International, and they had exceptional programming, which is going to continue online, but not on the radio. So we're going to hear a little bit of that in just a few minutes. But first, an extended version of Marvin Gaye's Mercy, Mercy Me. Thank you.
Just little flower.
Freddie Hubbard with Sunflower. Before that, the Victor Rosato edit of Mercy, Mercy Me, Marvin Gaye. This is DJ Frederick. You are listening to The Village, the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm thinking about my other show. I'm already looking ahead. Yes, The Village Green will be returning long round autumn, so please stay tuned for that. And unfortunately, around midsummer, we heard the last of shortwave station Radio Netherlands International, and it is now relegated to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're going to hear the closing moments of a great radio station that broadcast on shortwave for many decades. Here's Radio Netherlands International.
This is Radio Netherlands, the Dutch International Service. I'm Jonathan Gruber. Radio Netherlands, the Dutch International Service. There. I've said it for nearly the last time after 65 years on the air. The truth is, though, is that our pedigree goes back to the dawn of radio, and that's why we're playing Eddie Starts' Nice Cup of Tea, his signature tune from Happy Station, which itself started in 1927 as part of PCJ Radio. We're coming to you now live from Selfier or Studio 4, and this is the little studio from which we broadcast everything, at least since I've been here, everything, even since we've automated our broadcasts. It's all come from right here in this little room. So it is fitting that we end here live. And we're just minutes from the very end of the very last broadcast of Radio Netherlands in English. Dutch has already closed, and most of the other services are closing down as well today. And there's been a party atmosphere at the station. This will be in stark contrast with the silence of the near-empty building come Monday. And for this last broadcast, this is how we're going to go out. Right now, we're going to start the bells. I'm sure that most of you recognize this. It's Merk Toch Hoesterk, our interval signal that would announce Radio Netherlands' arrival to the shortwaves. And we'll play the bells to the end, and when they finish, we'll do something a little different. We'll play the Dutch national anthem, the Wilhelmus, and then there will be silence. You won't hear from us again on shortwave. But this isn't the end. Our new task, for the few of us who are left behind, will be to build something new and ambitious. For 65 years, we have been a broadcaster that has had the tremendous good fortune to be totally editorially independent. We were never a government mouthpiece. This was a rare thing during the heydays of shortwave, and it is today. So, as of Monday, we are being asked to look at the world and to search for places where the media is less than free and lend a hand. And in some cases, we'll be going to them. And where that's not possible, we will help them come to us. It's a worthy task, and I, for one, am happy to do it because, frankly, that's what we were doing anyway. Right? Hundreds of you have written in over the last weeks. We've read all your comments, and we feel really great about them, so thank you so much for writing. And above all, thank you for listening. Thank you for valuing what we did. Thank you for letting us know it was worthwhile. We are profoundly moved, and we hope that sometimes we moved you too. As Dr. Seuss said, don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. And so, on behalf of all of us here, for the last time from Hilversum in Holland, this is Radio Netherlands, the Dutch International Service. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye!
Thank you.
the last few moments of Radio Netherlands International as heard on shortwave here in North America. And then there was silence. This is DJ Frederick. You are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I want to thank you for tuning in. And if you would like to correspond, I have an email address. It is FMOE. That's Frederick Michael Oscar Echo at colby-sawyer.edu. Again, that's Frederick, phonetically, Frederick Michael Oscar Echo at colby-sawyer.edu. If you have any questions about the program, any comments, requests, I would be glad to correspond with you. Okay, one of my favorite bands of the last 10 to 20 years has been a duo known as The Pines, which features Pam Berry on vocals. And they've only recorded a handful of 45s. But they are just a stunning, stunning, stunning group. I just love their simplicity. I love their melodic tendencies. I love their lyrics. So I'm going to play a couple of tracks by The Pines, starting with Milk Bar.
Reflections of myself, see around your house when we lost the election a few years ago. You were in bed with a bad head for figures and fines. I helped myself to a cereal bowl, then put some cereal in. Up on the news they were making mistakes, talking up tragedy's whims. You gave me flowers to put in the river of wasted ideas. Outside the sun was still smiling so casually. We wondered who would be running the trains, brushing the leaves from the tracks. Nobody looked any different outside. We should have never looked back. Why do we wait for the blossom to fade, falling on water and stone? I spent my days in a tea sodden haze, never got far from my home. They want us all to have median hearts, clicking with clockwork regret. I took some notes on the things that you wrote, pass me them if I forget. I sent a letter some slow afternoon to the ones in the know, looking for clarification on difficult words. They wrote my name on a white envelope, showing that somebody cared. April, I kept it so close to my life, think I've still got it somewhere, somewhere. There were tickets that held everything that I wanted to say. Sometimes, down a green year of obstinate houses, I threw them away. I always used to play this record when the day whispered to me. Summer was coming, as red as a bottle of wine. Stay out alive till the last of the sun. Life should be only that stuff. How many times have I heard it before? All of them still not enough. Why do we wait for the blossom to fade, falling on water and stone? I spend my days in a tea sodden haze, never got far from my home. They want us all to have broken down hearts, cracking with clockwork regret. I took some notes on the things that you wrote, pass me them if I forget. Oh, pass me them if I
forget. Listening to College and Community Radio for the Kearsarge and Sunapee Regions, WSCS 90.9.
What you are. usual instruments, obviously. Thank you.
one of my favorite bands of all time, The Pines, who are Pam Berry and Joe Brooker. That was from a 7-inch vinyl single released on Annika Records in 2001, Satellites. Before that, we heard Lovejoy with a tune called Winter. Prior to that, from Norway, Phi with Moonstruck, and we started that set off with two songs from that very same 7-inch vinyl single, By the Pines. We heard Some Slow Afternoon and Milk Bar. Well, it is time again for the radio adventures of Flash Frisbone.
And now, the amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Flash Frisbone, the disc jockey with the unending array of pink slips, the on-the-air personality that travels from gig to gig in a never-ending search for a job where he lasts beyond the probation period. Flash Frisbone, with the uncanny ability to do or say the wrong thing at the wrong time, be in the wrong place, wear the wrong colored tie, eat the wrong breakfast cereal, take the wrong vitamins, drive the wrong car, wear the wrong deodorant.
Just a minute!
Flash Frisbone, whose employment history is bigger than the Manhattan Yellow Pages. You'll remember in our last episode, our hero, Floating Flashy Boo, was just given the old heave-ho from Hilo 2718. The station already changed its call letters to Disco 18 to 35, trying to recoup the listeners that he lost by giving the wrong weather forecast all evening at the all-weather station in Bim Bam, Manitoba. As we join Flash this week, he's slurping suds at BJ's Truck Stop and Beer Palace in Bim Bam, Manitoba, talking about his troubles with the barkeep and the only other person in the bar, a well-dressed gentleman in his mid and affluent 40s. Let's listen.
So I don't know, that it was raining. I mean, there's no windows, you know. Anyway, barkeep, another O'Keefe. So, I mean, that's the end of my broadcasting career. I'm out of it. So anyway, but what'd you say your name was?
Well, I didn't, actually. The name is Thurston. Thurston Fecal the Third.
Fecal the Third?
Fecal the Third. You've perhaps heard of the Fecal Broadcasting Corporation, perhaps?
Ye Fecal Broadcasting Corporation?
Yes.
The ones with all the money?
Yes, that's us. As a matter of fact, I did catch that broadcast of yours, and aside from a few mistakes...
I was just doing my job!
I think you're just what we need at our station in Butte, Montana.
Uh-huh.
Would you consider coming to work for us?
Wow, sure!
Well, wonderful. Then if you'll come with me, I'm on my way back from my Canadian vacation, we can talk about terms, and I can show you the station. If you'll just come out here and climb into my limousine...
Wow, is that a neat car?
Well, I'll bet you thought things like this only happened in made-up stories. But Flash has another gig, and so we take you to Butte, Montana, and the offices of KBUX, K-Bucks.
And not only do you have a nice car, but what a neat office!
Yes, Frisbone, we believe the station image should start at the station.
Are those real gold records?
Oh, they certainly are. When the other stations were melting theirs down, mine stayed right here on the wall at KBUX. K-Bucks. Now, tell me, Frisbone, have you had much experience with beautiful music before?
Oh, I guess I work just about every format there is.
Well, Frisbone, here at K-Bucks, we pride ourselves in our uniqueness. We don't just play elevator music.
Huh?
Oh, no, sir. At K-Bucks, we play music for people without elevators. Our advertisers are a select group, and we're the only request station in Butte as well.
Take requests?
Yes, but only if the person calls collect. Now, we run about 12 spots a day.
You mean 12 an hour, right?
No, Frisbone.
No?
Here at KBUX, we don't rely on heavy spot loads. Didn't you notice where we are?
You mean with studios in the second floor of a bank?
We like to call it the penthouse. Now, Frisbone... Let's talk money.
Oh, boy, that's my favorite subject.
Well, yes, I suppose it would be. How does 100 sound?
Oh, wow. Gee, Mr. Fecal, I'm not sure. You know, with inflation and all, I don't know if that would be enough.
Oh, Frisbone, you drive a hard bargain, old man. Okay. I'll up it to 120.
Gosh. I really expected more than that. I mean, what can you buy with $120 a week anymore?
$120 a week? What do you think we're running here, Frisbone? This is KBUX, K-Box.
Yeah.
That means money. Uh-huh. We don't worry about money here. I was talking about $120,000 a year, my good man.
You're kidding.
Money's never a problem here at K-Bucks. When we need more, we just go downstairs and make a withdrawal.
Say, have you ever heard of Bert Lance?
Who?
Nothing, I was just...
Well, look, Frisbone, you can start today. Now, let's go to the studio. I'll introduce you to Rosemary. She's running the tapes.
Oh.
You'll like her, although sometimes she's a bit careless. Oh. Well, last week she erased 18 minutes of one of our best beautiful music reels.
Oh,
it was a sad, sad time, but...
Well, you know, I hear there's a lot of that going around.
Oh, well, speak of the devil. Here she is now. Rose.
Oh, yes, Mr. Finkel.
I'd like you to meet Flash Frisbone.
How do you do?
Enchanté.
Flash will be spinning tapes with us. By the way, did you recart that Royal Roll spot?
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Finkel. It's right in the rack.
Yes. Frisbone, one of our best customers. Royal is the only car wash in the city that specializes in Rolls Royces. They're diversifying next week, though, to Mercedes. Ah, Flash, ever since we struck oil here, the city hasn't been the same.
Well, that's what I like to see, a town with a good, strong economy.
And a good, strong radio station, KBUX.
K-Box.
Right.
I'm a quick learner.
Now, here's the list of the music tapes that you'll be playing this afternoon.
This afternoon?
Right, middays, Frisbone.
My favorite shift.
So I've heard. Well, anyway, your first spot will be in about 3 hours.
3 hours?
We had a heavy load this morning.
Uh-huh.
Ran 4 commercials.
Yeah.
Had some complaints, too, so we're going to cut back this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Frisbone, it's very important that you get all of these tapes in the right order.
Oh, no problem.
And play the spots directly according to schedule. That's very important. We have a flow chart.
Uh-huh.
It's all been worked out for us, Frisbone.
Oh.
The system is completely and totally automated. It all works with just one button.
This one here?
No, Frisbone, don't touch that button!
What? What's the matter?
Frisbone, that was the master erase button.
Come on, there's no such thing as that.
You have just degaussed the entire beautiful music library
KBUX. Never did.
K-Bucks.
Never did. Come on, where's the music?
Well, when I hired you, I thought you had it. But you've had it, Frisbone.
Is this a joke now?
We, won't be needing your services anymore.
Come on, now, what's...
Here, I'll write you a severance paycheck.
You're serious, aren't you?
Is that one N or two?
That's one N, but I mean, come on, now, what is this?
No, Frisbone, you just won't do.
Come on, now, I didn't even get to start.
Here's your severance pay for one day's work.
What is $4,616.96?
Well, Frisbone, no more negotiations, that's all you get. That's all you get. And I'd like to see you out of here as soon as possible. Rosemary, we need more tape.
I'll see what I can do, Mr. Finkel. Oh, by the way, Mr. Frisbone. There's a collect call for you long distance.
Oh, okay.
You can take it in the office.
Well, that's more money than Flash has made in his last 10 gigs put together. But what is going to happen in our next exciting episode? Who's the long-distance phone call from? And what about Elma Gluck? You'll find out next month when the Aircheck Factory brings you another amazing recorded adventure of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace.
The amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone are produced at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan, exclusively for the Aircheck Factory. All rights reserved. Copyright 1980.
Anne Lonberg, from an album recorded in France in 1969, that was a song called Forbidden Seasons. Well, this is the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. I'd like to say thank you for listening. There are folks out there listening on Radio Free Kansas. Hope that you are enjoying the program. Also on KART 94, Radio for the Creative Soul. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, take care of yourself, take care of your community, and take care of those whom you love.